We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis, and we are beginning the last words of Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. Omar Rav Chista, Hai Kitinasa, this linen shirt, and it was hanging up to dry, so you had it on this little rod, on this piece of wood, so Meshalfa L'dida Mekanya Shari. You let it take it off the rod on Shabbos, but Kanya Memena, take the rod off the shirt, that's Aser. Why? Since these pieces of wood were used for firewood, and that's what it was, you just use the firewood now to hang up a shirt. We're not talking about a regular hanger here. It was something that was used for firewood, therefore it's muksa. So it's muksa, it's muksa machfas gufay, and that does no het of tzarech gufay, tzarech mukaymai, and therefore you now have to take that hanger, that makeshift hanger that was really a piece of firewood, now take it off the shirt on Shabbos. Take the shirt off the hanger. Amar Rava, m'klei kavoyi, hu mutter. If it's a kli that was used for weaving, it's a weaving type of keli, then you're allowed to take it off. Why? Because that's only at most kli shmach tla isser. And kli shmach tla isser, you're allowed to move with tzarech gufay or tzarech mukaymai. Amar Rav Chista, hai kishta diyarka. You have this string filled with vegetables. So if it's roif for machab behemah sharot atuli, you let him metaltel it. Even though it's not roif for a person to eat, it's like squash, which is raw, and it's not roif to eat, still, since it's roif for behemah, it's mutal metaltel. If it's not even roif for behemah, osur, then it's osur. Rav, hai talya the bistra sharot atuli. You have this string full of raw meat. It's mutal metaltel. Why? Because people sometimes eat raw meat. The kavroi osur. Could be it was salted, the meat. So that's one of the stardom. The kavri also, but if it's fish, then it's also, because no one eats raw fish. Even though these days it might be the opposite, that people don't eat raw meat, they eat raw fish. But in those days, they did not eat raw meat. They did not eat raw fish, but they ate raw meat. Therefore, the raw meat is not muksa. But the raw fish is muksa. Omrav Katina. Now we're going to go into memories, different type of memories, the rest of the Omid here. Lav dafka la halacha. A lot of hashkafa also. Omrav Katina. Ha'imid ve'emtza amita. Someone who sits in the middle of a bed that a husband and wife sleep on, so a friend, a person, a foreign person sits on that bed, kilu oimer b'kreis isha. It's kilu he stands on the stomach of a lady, which can bring him to hear. He should not do that. The Maaseh Gemara says v'lav milsi. It's not true. There's no issa in that. V'amar Chista, ba'abei Rav Zov and Yarka, a Talmud Chacham who shouldn't waste money. When he buys vegetables, let him buy long vegetables. What's the reason? Because the way they tied the vegetables was through the width. And they measure, let's say, 10 inches width, wide. And that's how they tied up the vegetables. So the longer ones, you get more. Kisha, kisha. Every bundle is the same width. For urka, memela. And you're gaining the width, the length. Therefore, you should make sure to get long vegetables. A similar thing. Babi Rav is on Kanya. Babi Rav that buys firewood, let him buy the long ones, cause tuna kituna, because they sell it by the width, and you're gaining the length. Doesn't have so much bread. Shouldn't eat vegetables, because vegetables give you, it's like an appetizer, makes you want to eat more, so don't make yourself too much appetite, because you don't have enough money to buy so much bread. I, loy b'anusi, not when he was poor, ukli arka in the vegetables, loy b'avisirusi, ukli arka, when he was rich, he didn't eat vegetables. Why not? B'anusi, mishum negar. When he didn't have so much money, he didn't eat vegetables because that made him have a big appetite. He didn't want to have a big appetite, he couldn't afford it. B'avisirusi, when he was richer, da amina, heche da oil, yarka, leil b'sivikavri. He used to say, if I have room, what am I wasting it with your ruckus? I have room, let me put in some beef and some fish. I'm not wasting it with vegetables. So either way, he never ate vegetables. He didn't want to have too much appetite. And once he was a rich person, he decided it's much more worth it to stuff himself, to not stuff, he's a chash of Rav Chista, to eat l'shem shemayim with meat. V'am Rav Chista, barbi rav l'nefish le'rifta, a Talmud Chacham doesn't have so much bread. L'lifta b'tzui, he shouldn't just gnash and nibble on a little piece of bread. He'll never get full that way. He should wait until he gets a nice amount of bread, and then he'll eat it at one time. That way he'll get full. Because if you eat a little piece at a time, you don't get full as much if you eat a lot at a time. Baruch Chista, in those days, whoever made ha-moitzi was moitzi everyone with the bracha, and they gave out the bread. Baruch Chista, Ba'avi Rav, officially rifted, a Ba'avi Rav doesn't have so much bread, le'lifta, he shouldn't be the one to make ha-moitzi and give out the bread to the guests. My time, he's not going to give out bread of ayin yafa, because he's a little bit cheap, he doesn't have so much money. By beginning, when he didn't have money, like we had before, didn't have money by beginning. He wasn't the one who made amaytzi. Until he had so much bread that he could stick his hand in any part of the bread basket and find bread. I'll find a lot of bread. Right by that time, then I felt great enough. I felt generous enough to make the bracha of amaytzi. This is someone who could eat. He likes barley bread. You know, he can manage it. But ochel l'chiti, and he eats instead the more expensive wheat bread. Ka'ovar mishum baltashkes. He's over in baltashkes. Why? He's wasting money. He can manage with bagels. He doesn't have to buy some fancy breads because he can manage with that. So he's wasting money. Shloim tzarich. The same thing. Vamra papa. Haiman the efshel mister sheicher of shasu yichamra. He could manage to drink beer. He doesn't need wine. Over mishum baltashkes. He's wasting his money. Over mishum baltashkes. L'maisa, if wheat and wine are better for your body than beer and barley bread, then you could spend the money. Why? Because it's worse to ruin your guf. But what do you see from this Gemara? That if it's better for your guf and it's cheaper, it's about tashkas to buy more expensive food. A chicken is just as good as meat for your body. I'm sure it is. Maybe not. You have to ask the nutritionist. But if it is, so then you shouldn't be able to buy meat. It's about hashkas on the money. You go to some fancy restaurant too often. You know, once in a while, mustama's good. Mustama for whatever shalom bayis, whatever story is. But if it goes too often, lechar is a shayla about hashkas. Rav chista, barbe rav, the less lay mishcham, a barbe rav that doesn't have oil, and it used to be then after the suda. They used to wash the hands with oil. Nimshi b'maya de charitze. He didn't have any oil. He should use water that sat for a while and some moss growing in there. The water turns into oily water. You can use that water. And give me your eitzah. A guy can't afford oil. Giving you eitzah. Go to maya de charitze. Vam Rav Chista, Babi Rav Zavon Umtso, a Talmud Chacham that buys meat, Lizvin Unka, you should buy the neck. This bit closer to the bisur, because in the neck you have all types of meats. You have the fat meat, you have the lean meat, and you have the gid hatzava, Rashi says, and that's like the sinews or the veins, I guess that certain taste also they like. So you have all different type of matamim in the necks, in the gargle. Vom Rav Chista, another member from Rav Chista, Babi Rav Zovin Kitinusa, if he buys a linen shirt, Lizba Medin Har Abba, he should buy from the pishton, the linen that's grown in Har Abba, because it's very good pishton. It's telling him to buy quality. Make sure you wash every 30 days. The fact that here's Yarkashas, you'll land up with one shirt. Those days, you wear one shirt all the time. You'll have that shirt for 12 months. But I know Arva, I guarantee it. If you do follow my thing, my regimen, you're going to have this thing for 12 months. My Ketanus, so what does the Ketanus word stand for? Kita Na'a. That means that it makes a person, this kid knows it stands, it makes a person choshev, they could be with the choshev of people. It's a nice shirt, it's a respectable shirt. Kitana, you could hang out with the kitana, with the choshev of people. Bam Rav Chista, Bam Rav Lalitzva Tzibstacharata, a Tam Chacham should not sit on a brand new machzelas, on a brand new mat. Why not? The Mevalia Manu, because it's a little moist when it's fresh, these mats, and it'll make your clothing moldy. Should not sit on that. Bam Rav Chista, Bam Rav Lalitzva Tzibstacharata, a Tam Chacham, in those days, Tam Chacham used to go out to learn, used to stay in the inn for a year. He should not give his undergarments to the Balach Sanya, to the lady who owns his inn to wash. Why? Lav Eirach Aras, not Eirach Aras, Dilma Chazi B'midi. Maybe they'll see on the clothing Adav Maguna, Rashas means carry, V'asil Meganya. And she'll look down on the Talmud Chacham. So therefore, bring it to somewhere else. Don't bring it to your Ashpiza. Omle Rechista Lebanzer. Rechista gave a few tips to his daughter when it comes to Shalom Bayis. A few Shalom Bayis tips to his daughters. To have a tzinosom v'apir gerayu. Be tzinua in front of your husbands. And what's examples for that? Le'seichlun nahama v'apir gerayu. Don't eat a lot in front of your husbands. Don't fress in front of your husbands because they'll look down on you, and they won't. That's not good. They're not going to respect you if you eat like that. Like teichlun yarka v'layla, you should not eat vegetables at night because it causes bad breath. shouldn't eat dates or beer at night because it causes shulshul, like Rashi says, and it comes today passing gas, which is also not geshmak. Don't go to the bathroom in the same place that your husband goes to the bathroom. First of all, because they shouldn't see you going to the bathroom. And second of all, even just the place might make them disgusted with you. When someone knocks on the door, don't say who's there in the Lashon Zachar. Because it sounds like you're getting used to talking to men. Elamani, always say who's there in Lashon Akeva. Who's that in Lashon Akeva? And therefore you're not getting used to be talking to males. Another thing comes to Tashmish, the way Rashi learns, Noket Maganisa Bechada Yada, which is the Maganisa means pearls, which is a kinui for dadim. So you should hold that with one hand, the Kura Bechada Yada, and the other hand should be by Oisim Makrim. Maganisa Achvile, you should show him the pearl, and cover Oisim Makrim, Adam and Star, until he has a lot of taiva, then you show it to him. Zok the Mishnah, it said in the Mishnah, we'll explain the last line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you're allowed to put these karshinon in a sifter to keep it there, to store it there, even though something falls out. Since it's Shloi B'Kavana, we hold its mutter. So this is like the Tana. The Mishnah is not like this following Tana. Tana with the Raisa, you never put anything into a sifter because it's a gzera. You might come to sift it, and therefore never put anything into a sifter according to that Ma'ad Yom, according to Lezmi Yaakov. And our Mishnah is not like Lezmi Yaakov. Zokt, the new Mishnah Vaita. It says in the Mishnah, new halacha. Garfin milifnei hapatam. You have a trough where the behemoth is eating from. He's eating his barley, his straw, whatever it is in there. And it has a bunch of dirt in there. So you want to clean, before you want to put the tavern in, you want to clean out the dirt out of the trough. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. That's number one. And number two is, musakim stadim. You also, if there's a big pile of tavern and the behemoth is standing on top of it and he might go to the bathroom on it, so therefore, you're allowed to move it to the side. Musakim stadim epnei harei. Because of the rei, of the behemoth, you don't want him to land on the tavern, you let him move the tavern to the side. Divrei Rav Daisa. So what does Rechama argue? There's two halachas Rav Daisa. We'll see in the Gemara. Another halacha, neitlim mefrei behemazu, neitlim behemazu. You let him take the barley from one behemoth and move it to the other behemoth. You can tell me maybe it's disgusting, right? The other behemoth won't eat it. No, behemoth are not picky. So if you let him do that. Neitlim mefrei behemazu, b'Shabbos, and you don't say that it's not roi for the behemoth because the behemoth is not picky and he'll eat leftovers of his friend. Zok the Gemara, Boilu, Rabbana Reisha Palik, or Yaseva Palik. Do Rabbana argue on the Reisha, which says you let it clear out the trough? It won't be the tzad you're not allowed to do that because there's a shayla of a shvuya gumois. When you clear out the trough, you might flatten out the ground. And therefore, that would make it asa. So they may argue on the Reisha, or maybe argue on the Seifa, Seifa Pligi, because he holds that it's already, the food there is already disgusted from the behemoth, and therefore maybe it's not royal anymore, you're not allowed to move it to the side. There's two halachas in the ratio of the mishnah. One mishnah was you like clean out the trough, and second mishnah was you like clean out the tevan pnei arei. So Shiloh is the Rabbanu argue on the ratio because he holds the shuri gumis, he argues on sefer because he holds the tevan arei is not royal, or tevai pligi argues on both. Tashema, went to the Brian, said Tanya, both of them are also to move till it's done, both of them you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to clean out the trough, and also you're not allowed to move the tavern. I guess that's the reason of a shui gumais, and because it's very disgusting, you're not allowed to do it. The argues on both. Omer Rav Chista, machlokes Rav Daisa and Chomim be'evi shel karka, by a trough that's made on the ground. Why? Because they're the shayla of shui gumais. Avad be'evi shel kli, they might call mutter. But be'evi shel kli, everyone holds, it's mutter because no shayla of shui gumais, because it's not dirt. No shayla flattening out the ground. Right, the Gemara of Eivish of Karka, Meikul Amad Shari. How can you say that's mutter to clean up Eivish of Karka? What's a trough of Karka? Rashi has to make a little fence, and they put food behind the fence, and they eat on the ground. So you tell me you clean it out, it's not a Shah Shu Gumas, it's not a Shu Gumas, it's a Kamash Shu Gumas. So Gemara Ella, you have to say like this. Ella Yitma Hachi Yitma. Amrav Chista, Machloikis, Eivish of Kli. Machloikis is by a trough made out of a Kli. Ava Eivish of Karka, but a trough that's on the ground, the Vakol, everyone else also because of Shu Gumas. And that's what the Chalik says. What's behind the Chachamim? That Kli shows us. Because it's also a Kli, because it's a Gzeira. You might come to clean out a trough that's made out of dirt also, and therefore they acid even a trough of a Kli. Zokta Gemara Vayit. It says in the Mishnah, "Noitlim mifnei behema, and this behema you give it to the other behema." Tani chada. We have a brayse says a little not clear, a little ambiguous, a little not clear. Tani chada. Noitlim, you let it take the meichal behema mifnei behema shpia yafa from in front of behema that has a good mouth, and noitlim mifnei behema shpia ra, and you put it in front of the behema that has a bad mouth. V'tani yidach, noitlim mifnei behema shpia ra, you let it take from the bad mouth behema to the noitlim mifnei behema shpia yafa to the good mouth behema. So according to the theory of two brayses, what does this mean? What does it mean a nice mouth or not a good nice mouth? I'm gonna buy it like this. We'll speak of that outside first. That we're talking about is two behemoths, a chamar and a shar. The chamar does not have like saliva in its mouth and doesn't disgust the food, but make the food disgusting. But a shar, when he eats, he makes the food disgusting. So it means that a donkey will never eat from a shar, but a shar will eat from a donkey. So the halacha is that you let it take food from a donkey and give it to a shar because it's not disgusting. But from a shar, you cannot give it to the donkey. So my bay, idi mekami chamer lekame turus aklino. You let it take from a chamar's food and give it to the shar because there it did not get disgusted. But mekami turus lekame chamer lo shaklino. But you're not let it take from a shar's food and give it to a donkey. Why? Because he won't eat it. It's not roy of him. When it says you let it take food from the behema that the mouth is yafa, talking about chamar, unless they riri, it doesn't have this disgusting saliva in the mouth. You put it in front of the behemoth, the mouth is disgusting, which is bapara, which is a cow. This they read that has these saliva in the mouth. It says you latik from behemoth piara to the yafa. So that sounds like the other way. No, it means that piara means the chamar. Why is it called piara? Because it has a ra element to it also. He eats even thorns. You give it to the behemoth, to the shar. But Parah Daikavacha, he does not eat kaitzim, he doesn't eat thorns, therefore it's called piyafa. But you let it take from the chamar to the parah because the chamar does not have ririm, and therefore the parah, the cow, will eat it. But you now take from a cow and give it to the chamar because the chamar will not eat from the cow because the cow has ririm and he's disgusted from it, he won't eat the food, and therefore it's not royu.